It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Your noon. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Samuel 5 verse 4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. People in their noon are the ones we often call adults. You will notice that Jesus Christ started his ministry at the age of 30. John the Baptist, the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, also started around the same age. Samson, by the time he killed 1,000 people, was around 30 years of age. David, when he became king, was also about that age. Philip, when he was turning Samaria around for God, was also in the noon phase of his life. There's a saying, there's a tide in the affairs of men, which taken at the flood, leads unto fortune. Neglected, all the voyages of their lives are bound in shallows and mysteries. The noon time is when the flood comes. If you are a pastor around this time, there is hardly any sermon you will preach that will not be appreciated. With very little efforts, the church grows, but the flood does not last forever. If you miss that flood, you'll get to a stage where it would not matter how well you preach, because people say, we've heard this before. The noontime is probably what God was referring to when he said in Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 5, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. God is smiling on your efforts. There are those who made good use of their flood, and as a result were able to keep going when the evening came. There was a young man whom God used to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. He prospered so mightily that he reserved a presidential suite in Sheraton Hotel, permanently for himself. In those days, he was always traveling with 5 Mercedes-Benz cars. The numbers plates carried the name of the ministry, and each one was tagged Ministry 1, Ministry 2, Ministry 3, and so on. After a while, however, the flood subsided. Money stopped flowing in, the car disappeared, and the police began to look for him because of the money he was owing the hotel. Don't misuse the flood when it comes. Be wise to use your brightest moments so well that the brightness will remain, even when the evening comes. Don't waste your resources. Don't mismanage your health and the relationships God sends your way. These are some of the things that will keep the brightness when the evening comes. Key point. Spend your noontime wisely. Don't mismanage it.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.